right, bases loaded. Mo Vaughn is at the plate.
Yeah.
Oh! Red salami! Ogawa, Red Sox got the power.
What's the score?
4-3 Sox. Vaughn just hit a grand slam.
Ogawa, Red Sox got the power.
The ball just beamed the poor guy in the bleachers. Oh, great, they're gonna show it again.
That guy who got beat looks like Stewart.
Your husband, Stewart?
Yeah.
Wait, look, they're showing it again in slow motion.
Reflexes anywhere.
Casey, calm down.
Don't tell her to calm down, not after the way he treated her.
That deadbeat vanished 2 years ago with every dime I had. Look, there he is! Right there! If I could just get my hands around his neck, I will kill you, Stewart! I will kill you!
Hey, Casey, I don't know what you did there, but keep it up. I think you unscrambled HBO.
Brian, come on, you're taking me to Boston.
You know, there's a way to ask for a favor, and there's a way to ask.
You're right. Brian, would you kindly fly me to Boston so I can murder my rat bastard husband?
See, was that so hard?
Hey, Scarpacci. How would you like to earn some extra money?
I know what this is about. You saw me take that Happy Meal out of the trash. Listen, that kid just took one bite and threw it away.
Look, here's the deal. A cruise ship is going to dock off the island for a couple of days. It is going to be crawling with elderly widows and divorcees. They're going to need a few good men for some chit-chat and some dancing.
Just one problem. I don't know how to dance.
What are you talking about?
My father didn't think it was macho. He said, no son of mine is going to be dancing around like a sissy. You go work with your Uncle Sal after school.
What'd your uncle do?
He ran a girdle shop. Women's delicates. Some hosiery, that was my idea.
Well, lucky for you, I am a great dancer. I'll teach you.
Listen, Roy, I don't dance with men.
Well, you're gonna have to learn somehow. I don't know what it is about these old widows, but once they put a husband in the ground, it makes them want a mambo.
Say, are you a good dancer?
I knew this was coming. I've been wondering when you were going to get up the nerve to make your move. Don't think I haven't noticed those smoldering glances from across the terminal.
Faye.
I must say I'm quite flattered. And don't think that the thought hasn't crossed my mind. But why risk a friendship for a few nights of wild, uninhibited passion. So, in answer to your question, yes, I do dance, but alas, not with you. Let's do us both a favor and never speak of this again.
No problem.
Casey, what happened? Did you find Stewart?
Yeah. I had the little weasel right in my hands, but he got away. Helen, I got so close. Look, I even got a fistful of his hair.
Stewart has hair now?
Plugs.
Just kill Stewart for what he did to you.
No, killing is too good for him. I would like to rip his heart out with my bare hands.
Cut it up.
Yeah, and then boil it up.
And mash it up. And mash it up. Until it's really, really mashed up.
Oh, Ryan. I can't believe I let that little worm slip through my fingers. I'm never going to have a chance like that again.
Well, you never know. Life's funny.
Hello, Casey.
Stewart?
I bet you didn't expect to see me again.
No, I didn't. But I'm glad you're here.
Really? No!
Stuart, I can't. can even begin to describe how deeply you have hurt me. I am so filled with questions, I don't even know where to start. Okay, here's one. Where the hell's my money?
Plugs, plugs. Release the plugs and I will tell you what happened to the money.
All right, tell me.
There is no money.
What do you mean there's no money? You mean that you just ran off and spent every dime we had?
No. We were broke before I left you.
My business collapsed. The bottom fell out of the whole corn pad market.
What?
Podiatry has become very advanced. They use lasers now. Corn pads just aren't sexy anymore.
Wait, that doesn't explain where you've been for the past 2 years. I mean, you just vanished off the face of the earth.
I was moving around from one odd job to the next. You know, waiting tables, painting houses, being a guinea pig for a dicey pharmaceutical company. For a few weeks in January, I had breasts.
Yeah, but what about the yacht? You must have gotten money for that.
As soon as I hit open water, the Princess Casey was repoed by the bank.
Well, that explains what happened to the money, but it still doesn't explain what happened to you. Why did you leave me?
I was ashamed. I felt like a failure. I couldn't provide for you anymore.
So you just ran away?
I was afraid if I didn't have any money, you'd stop loving me.
Oh, Stuart. Oh, come on. You really thought that's what our relationship was about? Just the money and the big house and the European vacations and the omelet chef on Sunday? I miss Raoul. Now, wait. You ran away from me at the baseball park. Why did you come back here?
When I was running away from you, I realized two things. One, I'm really out of shape. And two, you deserve to know the truth. Casey, I'm sorry for all the pain I caused you, but don't worry. I'm out of your life now for good. The divorce papers will be in the mail.
Stuart, wait.
Oh, my God. Stuart? Slime Bucky!
No! And I'm giving him another chance.
The coast is clear, Scarpacci. Come on out. Come on.
Just hope nobody sees us.
Hey, look. If you are going to work this cruise, you have got to learn to dance. Now, come on. All right. Show me what you got.
So looking at that book you gave me, and I think I got the foxtrot down. So, 1-2, step together. One, two, step together. 1-2, step together.
Come here.
No, I really don't.
I said, come here.
One, two, step together.
Try to be a little lighter on your feet.
One, two, step together.
I said lighter on your feet.
One, two,
step.
Oh, sorry, Roy.
Oh, I can't do it.
You know, you're still the same scared little kid who worked in your uncle's girdle shop.
You take that back.
Make me.
One, two, step together. One, two, step together. One, two, step together.
Scarpacci.
Wow, I've had a wonderful teacher.
Teacher's only good as his student.
Flatterer.
Dip! good enough to fake your way through.
Why, Joe?
Stuart.
Hey, Joe, relax. Leave that for the cleaning lady.
I am the cleaning lady.
Well, in that case, you ain't getting a raise because this place is a pigsty. Oh, it's 7:30. You know what that means?
Yeah, wheels on.
Come on, sit down, what? This is a special episode, live from SeaWorld. Hey. Looks like you could use a hand there.
Sure could. The chips are in the other bag.
Oh. Family size. You got a keeper here, Joe.
No, Helen. I read somewhere where you can have anybody killed for $10,000.
Joe, don't be ridiculous. We only have $6,000 in the bank.
Yeah, but I bet we could get a loan if I tell him what it's for.
I'm not crazy about him living here either, but we have to keep remembering why we're doing this.
Why?
Why? Why? Why? For Casey. You know, she thinks he's just going through a little phase and he'll snap out of it and the two of them will be back on their feet again. Yeah.
Or he'll eat himself to 1,000 pounds, be forklifted out of here and buried in a piano crate.
For Casey's sake, let's just be patient with him.
Excuse me, but I see you people only use non-wax floss. I have a little problem with that.
Do you, Stu? Well, thank you so much for pointing that out.
Well, FYI, next time.
Stuart, I washed the shirt for you.
Oh, honey, thanks.
That's my shirt.
I accidentally spilled some grape juice on it. Hey, it almost came out.
Come on, Helen, let's go.
Where are you going?
To the bank.
Oh, you must have made quite a hit with the ladies.
Nope, couldn't get arrested. Cruz had too many escorts. Yeah,
but that band was too good to go to waste. So show it, Roy.
We took first place in the rumba contest.
Really? Well, right now I have a picture of you two in my mind that I'd give anything to lose.
Oh, hey, Casey, do you mind if I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What is it?
Well, you know how much I want to help you and Stuart, and, well, I think I've come up with a solution.
Really?
How does Stuart feel about Georgia?
Well, I don't really know.
Okay, how does he feel about peaches?
Oh, he likes them, especially sliced with a little fresh cream.
Good. How does he feel about picking them? Hear me out. Keep an open mind on this, okay? There was a guy on one of my flights. He owns a couple of orchards down in Georgia. He needs hands. It's a couple of months' work. He'll be done in time for the linseed harvest in Alabama. Isn't it amazing how this all just fell into place?
Are you suggesting that Stuart become a migrant farm worker in the deep south?
Well, hey, you gotta go where the work is.
Look, Joe, I know how you feel about Stuart, but fortunately not everyone in the family feels that way.
Oh, Joe, did you tell Casey about the peach plan?
Helen, is that how little you think of Stuart?
No, absolutely not. We think a lot of Stuart. I mean, it must be killing that proud and great man to be living on our couch with his fist stuck in the Pringles can.
Come on, Stuart's trying. In fact, he's at a job interview even as we speak. Oh. Yes, he is applying for a position with the city in traffic management.
Traffic management? What exactly is that?
It's a crossing guard, okay? Hey, I know you don't have a lot of faith in Stuart, but I do. He's a lot more ambition than you think. You watch. Stuart Davenport will rise again like the phoenix.
Oh, yeah? Does the phoenix wake up at noon, scratch its ass, and eat a 4-egg omelet?
Hey, Casey, guess what? Guess what? This morning, the cruise ship passed this yacht in the harbor, and it's called the Princess Casey. Wasn't that the name of your book?
Yeah. Boy, that's a coincidence. I mean, I guess somebody liked the name.
Here's another coincidence. Stuart was on it. No, he had a pitcher of margaritas, and he was doing a samba. Huh. Not a bad dancer, if I may say so. Of course, he's no Roy.
I thought the Princess Casey was repossessed.
I thought Stuart was broke.
Hey, did you guys tell Casey the idea? Is old Stewie leaving on that midnight train to Georgia? Huh?
Come on, Brian. We got a boat to catch.
Just once, would it kill you to say please?
No! I don't believe it! This is our boat!
Oh. Oh, I love this boat. Oh, I love everything about this boat. Oh.
There's got to be some explanation. Oh, I know. Remember when Stuart sent Helen out for lottery tickets? Well, maybe one of them hit, you know, and he brought the boat back to surprise me.
Or maybe he just screwed you.
What? Excuse me. Knock, knock.
Casey! Hi, Casey. Listen, you're probably wondering about all this. Guess what? I got the crossing guard job. I have no idea how well it paid.
Wow.
So, let's celebrate. Champagne, caviar. I could have Raul make you an omelet.
Oh, Stuart, I knew you wouldn't stay down for long. Oh, God, I'm so happy. This is everything I've ever wanted. And this is everything you stole from me, you lying crazy!
Ow! Ow!
Just got a couple of questions for you, fella. Number one, where's the switch to the hot tub? And number two, are suits optional?
You go right ahead, Brian. This is half my yacht. The switch you want will be the green one near the sauna.
What, you got a sauna here? Oh, cool.
Hey, hey! You take one more step and this whole bag goes out the window.
You wouldn't do that. All right. You would. Casey, calm down. Relax. Just tell me, what do you want from me?
I want to play a little game. It's called Tell the Truth, You Lying Sleazebag. Question number one for $10,000. Is this the money you emptied out of our bank account?
No. I found that on a bus.
You didn't tell the truth, you lying sleazebag.
This is ridiculous. Let me have it.
Hey. Oh. I'm not kidding. You crossed that line and it's cash ahoy.
Okay, all right, Casey, listen to me. That's our money. You're only hurting yourself by tossing it out.
Oh, you're right. In that case, I'll only toss out your half. Question number two for another $10,000. Why did you really come back here?
Because I love you. I missed you, and I couldn't live without you.
Oh, Stuart. Maybe I didn't explain the rules of our game quite clearly enough. The more you lie, the more you lose.
This is such a bad game.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I am enjoying a Denver omelet like I never have. This Raul is a magician.
Now, are you ready to tell the truth? Why did you come back here?
Because I wanted a divorce.
And why didn't you just ask me for one?
Because I didn't want to hurt you. Oh, you want the truth? I wanted to trick you into thinking I was broke so you'd divorce me so I could keep the boat and all the money. I never thought you'd stay with me when you thought I was such a loser. The Casey I knew would have dumped me in a heartbeat. You're not the woman I married.
God, Stuart, you know, part of me has spent these last 2 years wondering if I had done something to drive you away. Well, now I know the truth. You're just a really awful human being.
All right, look, a couple of bad things just happened. There are two green switches by the hot tub. And the one that I pushed, the bad one.
Oh, my God! You've reversed the bilge pump. We're taking on water.
Yes, we are. But not to worry, because Raul is on the phone to the Coast Guard right now. And by the way, have you tried his cheeseless frittata?
Good job, Brian. Now they will be towing my boat. boat into the harbor.
No. It's not your boat or my boat. And as soon as they get their hands on it, it's going to be the government's boat. I haven't paid taxes in 5 years. I gotta get out of here. Give me that.
No!
Give it.
No!
Give me this.
No!
Was that the mummy?
Yes! No! Well, I hope you're happy.
Not yet.
Yeah!
Now I'm happy.